Jimmy Corsetti and myself recently did a hangout on his channel, Bright Insight. Now, we talked for about 2 hours, and one of the things that we discussed was the Flint Dibble debate with Graham Hancock on the Joe Rogan Experience, and the reaction that I've received from the archaeological community since calling out Flint on the falsehoods that he put out to millions of people. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to watch 2 hours of two people just talking back and forth, making jokes and laughing to get the little tidbits of real info in between that we would normally edit out and do what I'm doing right here. Here's about 10 minutes of me and Jimmy talking with all the little BS stuff edited out. Hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dunking.
You've been making all kinds of videos. So you are this guy in this realm that I consider to be the most sane out of anybody. You're a skeptic. You don't agree with everything that I say. You've done some debunk videos on me. But you also are so good-spirited about it. And you also identify and will say, hey, oh, wait a second. Oh, no, he has a thought on this that's actually true. And you're like this guy that's been kind of like in the middle in like the most delightful way imaginable. It's like a breath of fresh air because I'm learning all kinds of things from you. And you're doing things right because all the archaeologists were warming up to you and loving you. And then as soon as you share a few things that contradicts things that say Flint Dibble had shared, now they're all wildly against you and talking about you all the time. So you're doing something right, my friend. So you've been digging into stuff. You were the guy that helped expose a lot of inaccuracies that Flint had shared. Why don't we dive into that? People are here. They want to know. So I guess we could kind of backburn the racism thing. I will tell people that, hey, they can go look at Flint's Twitter, and they'll see that he had done far more than he led on. And he, in my opinion, he lied through his teeth, trying to backtrack how he had associated Graham with racism and other things. We can backburn that for a few minutes, but let's talk about the real details involving the actual scientific data that he shared that was a vast misrepresentation of the truth. And it was done so in order to score a point at Graham's expense in front of millions of people.
It misled millions of people. And that's where I was appalled. The racism thing was the first thing that clued me into he was being dishonest. When I saw that, I'm like, I know you know that that's a lie, sir. But when this went a little bit further, when I was watching it later, and he's talking about the plants, and he says that it takes thousands of years for plants to revert to a feral state. And that's where you've got a domesticated crop, and then it goes back to the wild. People don't tend to it for 1,000 years, and what happens to it? And it doesn't take 1,000 years for it to return to the wild, though. It happens like overnight almost. In a single generation, there's signs. And I knew that because I'd already researched it. So I started digging into that and realized that he completely misrepresented. And then Joe asks him specifically how long. And he's like, well, I don't know. And it's like, well, you shouldn't be saying that it's thousands of years then, because that's not thousands of years. Just say that you don't know and put a pin in it. But you couldn't do that and sew this shut. In his mind, he was just making this watertight case in his debate and making sure Joe saw a hole in it. Well, what about the plants reverting to a feral state? Oh, nope, that can't be. Shut that down right away. And he did it just almost off a knee-jerk reaction. It wasn't like that clued me in there that he was really willing to bend the truth on a scientific level, as well as not just protecting his own personal stuff when regards to the racism thing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the ice core samples, because I think that that was a profound example of a misrepresentation of the data. For example, he had stated definitively that, hey, look, here's this graph. There has been no metallurgy found in the ice core samples from the Ice Age. This would have been evidence of lost civilization. It doesn't exist. Therefore, Graham Hancock debunked. But you did some digging and you contacted a legitimate scientist who studies ice core samples personally. And why don't you share with us what that revealed? Because not everyone here has been following the Twitter. And they're not familiar with your work. And I will tell people, as soon as they get a chance, hit subscribe on Dan's channel. It is a goldmine of awesome info.
Well, thank you. The ice cores, Flint was very, same kind of thing. He was very overarching and overreaching even in his statement that there we can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was no large-scale metallurgy in the Ice Age. And then he shows the graph that is from a paper that goes back to 1100 BC. So it's like 3,000 years of Hancock's 12,000 minimum. So it's right off the bat, it's like, okay, man, that's just kind of, this is a little sleight of hand here. Hope nobody looks at this graph, carry on. And the reality of it is, when it comes to metallurgy in the Ice Age, they do go with lead, which is what he talked about. And they do absolutely look for that on a general sense. But there's a lot of reasons that that lead can be kicked up. If there's lower water, there's lower sea levels due to higher glaciation levels, that will cause more dust and that will put more lead into the ice cores. And that's the same lead. If you go dig in the ground in the Sahara and you kick up a bunch of dust, or if the wind blows real hard in the Sahara and kicks up a bunch of dust, it creates the same isotopic signature in the ice when it gets deposited there. So it's very difficult for them to differentiate between whether or not it's low-tech metallurgy. Now, modern stuff, obviously, there's a whole kinds of isotopes that you just don't find in nature. But when you're talking old school metallurgy, it's really difficult to distinguish. And so they don't test for metallurgy going any further back than they have an archaeological site that would tell them to test for. So when he says we know for a fact, they haven't tested. They simply have not tested in the Ice Age for metallurgy. So that's just, it's just a lie. That's just misrepresenting the data we have.
Right. And that's exactly how he presented it, though. He had stated definitively that they had. And I guess a lot of people don't realize that when it comes to scientific testing, everything costs money. They're going to pay for some analyst, I suppose, to go through the data. And they're not just going to test for everything under the sun because it takes time. And God knows what their hourly rates are to test for something like that. And so, but the graph, though, this is the thing. So this is why people need to watch your video, because you hammered it home so well. You got straight into it, where you show the graph. Like, this is what Flint said, plays the clip, shows this graph, and then, like, you zoom in on the graph, basically, and show, like, this is not in the time frame. It only went back 3,000 years. When Flint is presenting it, and like, oh, you know, this is the heart of the Ice Age. See, nothing. That's not true. And either he didn't know it and he jumped the gun and made a mistake, which is possible, but his reaction since has been nothing but doubling down. It's like, it'd be one thing to say, okay, you know what? Thank you for the correction. I was under the impression that that's what it was, my mistake. And then he still could have covered his own butt by saying, however, you still can't show me proof that there was metal in the Ice Age. And he could save face that way and feel like he didn't lose the argument, but he's behaving in a way that is so dishonest. That it's like, okay, maybe you purposely did lie and then you got caught and now you're trying to cover it up, because anyone can make a mistake. And all you have to do is say afterwards, like, whoops, my bad. And most people, they're like, okay, they don't even care. People move on.
I get yelled at a lot ever since ever since I got noticed.
Well, okay, so I want people to understand, like, the cancel culture that goes on in this archaeological realm, because, like, you come out of the gate, this really nice guy, you're giving credit all over. You're saying, hey, you know, this is good here on this side. The alternatives are right on this. The archaeologists are right on this. You're wrong. You know, very, very neutral in a way that everyone was gravitating towards you. You have me and Graham Hancock gravitating towards you. All the archaeologists are gravitating towards you. And as soon as you called out Flint for making mistakes on that podcast, like, they wanted to burn you at the stake in such a spectacular fashion that it was like, whoa. Like, yeah. See, these people are nasty.
It was amazing to me. I knew that they were already mad at me because the Society for American Archaeology wrote that letter to Netflix and it contained a lie in it. And I'd been calling them out on that and holding them accountable for it for a while. And Flint was one of the people whose name was on that letter. And so I'd already had some of the archaeologists that were not as nice to me as they were a month before that. But when I pointed out that this was, that he was just being dishonest at points, boy, that, yeah, now I'm not impartial. I'm a grifter. I mean, I have people that I haven't even met yelling about my video and calling me a grifter when they find out that I'm the one that made it. Oh, you're the grifter. I'm like, what? I'm the grifter. What? My very first shout out was if Milo Rossi's Mini Minuteman's last Ancient Apocalypse debunking video, that beginning of that, he calls me basically the one good Graham Hancock fan. I mean, that's in his mind. Like, it's I've been on good had a good relationship with most of the people on both sides of the fence for most of the time that I've been here. But yes, this is really telling, because I tried numerous times to like point out these things gently as it got to this point.